You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We have the lovely Ethan Downing here from Bad Tab. He was here a couple weeks ago. Kia ora, Ethan. How are you?
I'm good. I'm wonderful. How are you doing, Cassidy?
I'm good. We've had a nice show. We had a fun noise live to air at the start, which I really enjoyed. It was very cool. Mm. How are you? What's been happening?
What has been happening? Well, to be honest, you caught me while I was making dinner, and it slipped my mind. Usually I set alarms, so I was cooking a lovely chicken thigh. I was about to marinate it, and today I've been doing lots of work. And
what are you marinating the chicken thigh in?
Huh?
What are you marinating the chicken in?
Well, we got some garlic, some ginger, bit of fish sauce, some sriracha, some brown sugar.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, a little bit of stock in there, get some hot water. Then we've got the thighs pan fried sitting on the side, and we're about to chuck it all in there.
How would you say that the way you cook chicken thighs translates into the way you make music?
Oh, that's such a great question. I think it's like I've got a rough idea of what I'm doing, and I know what's going to taste good, but I'm just experimenting each time with how much of the said thing that's going to make it taste good I'm doing, you know?
Like, perfect. Perfectly yeah. Summed up. Your last delicious piece of chicken you've put out into the world, Sweetness. Talk to us about it.
This is such a great segue. Music. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is great. We just released the third single for our upcoming album, The Year of Sincerity. And this track is called Sweetness. We released it. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. What is it to say? I think the thing I love most about it is the strings. Like, this violin. This is our first song with real recorded violin done by our friend Lauren. She's got a project called Clover out, worth checking out, guys. It's beautiful. But that's such a special thing, I think, seen as it's quite like a sweet love song, having some classic strings. It's such an awesome trope to love songs, I think, that I'm really happy with.
I agree. I really like, in terms of the three singles that you guys have released, Azerbaijan and Cannibal, mm-hmm. I think it's really cool the different sides to Bad Tab's music that each of the songs shows. I think of the three, Sweetness is probably my favourite. Maybe because I like it a bit more stripped down. But I also just think it's that really lovely, it is what it is. It's a love song. It's a nice song. It mm-hmm. sounds like love. The lyrics are about love. It's called Sweetness. Like, come yeah. on.
Come on.
So how did you guys decide on the singles? Was it just what was there? Was there a thought behind that?
Yeah, a bit of both. I think it was quite a hard decision because it was the sound such a step away from what we have done in the past. And I think it was our first step at doing that, because I think we're going to continue to keep taking steps in different directions and navigating different waters. That makes it hard for an audience to be like, oh, what is Bad Tab, you know? So I think that's why I think Cannibal was like a little bit of an in-between for us when we dropped it. It's like got a sort of a psyche thing, but it's sort of stripped back. And then Azerbaijan was like, yo, this is a reminder that we make some crazy psyche music. And then Sweetness was like, I don't know, it was just a song we all felt that we resonated with so much that I don't think that there was much thought in that. We just knew, like, this is a single. The song needs to be heard, you know?
I like that. You said that the foundations or the beginnings of Sweetness was a late-night looping session. Do you want to talk us through the was that you there?
Yes. I forgot that was in the EPK. That was... I think I was just playing around on my my Boss DD3 or something, maybe. Just looping. A weird progression. Like, Sweetness's progression's kind of strange. But I think, yeah, I don't know. I just added bass guitar and I think it grounded it a bit. And then I brought it to the band the next day. And like, this was when like our keyboardist was away and it was just me, the bassist and the drummer as well. And so I think that sort of led to its stripped back kind of feel, naturally. Yeah.
You guys have got a big band going now. It's been, you've been getting people in. You've got you, Hamish, Manaki, Kahu and Louis. That's, am I missing anyone?
No, that's everyone.
And I was just, when you're talking about bringing strings in and you guys, you especially are multi-instrumentalists, and when you're making this new album and you're all bringing in these different things, everyone is contributing, how do you guys balance that out? How does it remain peaceful and cohesive? What's the, how do you guys each contribute, do you feel?
It's, yeah, I mean, that's something that's a constant development, eh? That we're sort of trying to figure out how to navigate, because we're all very, but we all have a lot of ideas, really. Like, we all have our own sort of music we do by ourselves, and so we all know how to create a song in its whole thing. And so I think it's just about, we've just found just hearing everybody out, you know, and sometimes shifting more towards someone's ideas, or someone brings something forward. It changes a lot. But yeah, it's the hardest part of being in the band, is like swallowing your pride sometimes and just doing someone else's idea, or letting go of your idea, or it can be democratic or it can be a battle, you know? It's hard.
I think you can hear a certain level of collaboration, and I think hearing how different people's are, I mean, sometimes the music that Bad Tab makes is so sort of psychedelic and interesting and multifaceted, it would be pretty like crazy for it to just be one idea. Like, it's cool that you can hear everyone's ideas coming in and it translates through the sound. With the new album, you said there's a name. What's the name?
The Year of Sincerity.
The Year of Sincerity. How'd you come up with that? What's the timeline looking like for Year of Sincerity? Because that's been in the works now.
Yeah, the timeline, I think we're looking to drop it hopefully July. We're just trying to figure out like release gig, album release gigs and stuff like that. But out of the story behind that, I think we just felt that's what this year was. We just wanted to come into this year with a heart for being sincere and being chalant, as the kids might say. Just like truly like avoiding this sort of maybe mysterious act, or just, I don't know, to be corny, just being yourself, you know? Like, I love a bit of mystery, but I think we kind of realized within the band, like, we're not those guys. We're some sincere, sort of fun sort of people, and we just I think that's where the inspiration for the name came from. But it was Kahu who came up with it, so yeah, he would probably be able to give a better example.
No, I like that example, and I think it's refreshing. I think there's that stereotype, and there's the idea of being in a band and the separation between being in a band and the audience, and it's on this pedestal. Yeah. And it can come with this whole, like, there's a facade, there's the performer, and then there's the person. And it removes that sincerity, like you said. So I like that idea, and I think that's a cool concept. Is there going to be, with that, and talking about sincerity, does that mean that this sort of the love theme that we see in Sweetness is something that will perhaps continue on the rest of the album?
Yeah, I think, I think lyrically this album's got a lot more to say for itself than the last. Like, I think it's definitely sincere in that sense. Like, I'm pouring my heart out, man. Like, but like, it's not all love songs. I think there's some just really honest personal accounts, and there's some little stories in there as well. And like, I don't know. You just have to see. I always like forget.
No, that's okay. As far as people seeing, are there any live gigs for Bad Tab coming up before the album is released that people can see you?
Yes, there is. And I got the date of the wrong last interview, but it's the 20th of May. We have a show coming up with Ellie Mae Lawson and Homing, which is really exciting. And then also after that, we have a gig for the Glasshead record, the Glasshead label sort of anniversary, which is also really exciting. We're playing with like Darts and Pearly. That's happening in June. So a couple shows. Just follow the band, bad.tab, Instagram. That's where you'll find the information about them all.
Exactly. There we go. Hey, Ethan, I'll let you get back to your chicken. It's probably really well marinated by now.
Yeah.
And your flatmates are probably really grumpy at you. So.
Oh, yeah. They hate me. Yeah.
It's all right. It's all right. You can serenade them with this lovely love song and maybe they'll like you a bit more.
Exactly.
Thank you to the lovely Ethan Downing from Te Whanganui A Tāra. Psychedelic neo-jazz cool music band. This is their song. You heard it before and I'm going to play it again because it's good. This is Bad Tab with Sweetness and you're listening to Radio 1 91 FM.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.